Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the fruit of the Spirit and how it encompasses love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, emphasizing its availability to all believers and the importance of seeking the Holy Spirit to manifest it in our lives. Today's Bible verses are from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. That's Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25.
You know, it's really something special to desire to reflect the nature and character of our God and to display the fruit of His Spirit in our lives. And guess what? God is so eager to help us do exactly that. Let's take a moment to dive into what exactly the fruit of the Spirit means. You see, these qualities are not something we can strive for on our own. They don't come from our own efforts or good works. Instead, they come from the living Christ within us, transforming us from the inside out. So what exactly are these qualities that make up the fruit of the Spirit? They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Can you just imagine how beautiful it would be to radiate these characteristics every single day? These qualities are not just a checklist of good behaviors. They go so much deeper than that. They actually reflect the nature and character of our Lord Jesus Himself. When we maintain that deep connection and communion with Him and abide in Him, these qualities start to manifest in our lives. And it's important to remember that these qualities are not limited to a select few or a specific group of spiritual giants. No, they are available to every single believer who belongs to Christ. That means they are available to you. Isn't that absolutely amazing? Now, as amazing as it sounds, we need to remember that it's a process. Belonging to Christ means that we have chosen to crucify our flesh with its passions and desires. We have made a conscious decision to surrender our own will and align ourselves with His perfect will. And as we continue to live in the Spirit, we are called to follow the Spirit. But how exactly do we do that? How do we follow the Spirit and allow the fruit of His Spirit to manifest in our lives? Well, it all begins with a heart that is willing to yield to Him. It starts with a deep desire to be transformed and a genuine willingness to let go of our own selfish ambitions. We can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us in this process. We can ask Him to fill us each day, renewing our strength and empowering us to live in a way that truly reflects the nature of Christ. We can seek His guidance in every aspect of our lives and rely on His strength to walk in love, to choose joy even in the midst of difficult circumstances, to pursue peace even when everything around us seems chaotic. We can lean on Him for patience when we are tempted to react impulsively, to show kindness and generosity to others, to be faithful in all things, to exhibit gentleness, and most importantly, to exercise self-control when our flesh cries out for immediate gratification. But you know, this journey of living out the fruit of the Spirit requires us to be fully dependent on Him. It means surrendering our own will and allowing His nature to shine through us. So together, let's desire to reflect the nature and character of the Lord Jesus. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit and invite Him to produce His fruit in our lives. As we continue to abide in Him, follow Him, and rely on Him, we will start to see these beautiful qualities manifesting in us. And let me tell you, as we radiate Christ-likeness, it will bring so much glory to His name, and it will draw others closer to Him. Isn't it just incredible to think that the qualities of love, joy, peace, and all the others are not just lofty ideals for us to strive for, but they are actually wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit brings to life within us? So let's fully embrace this truth and let's seek Him with all of our hearts, allowing the fruit of the Spirit to truly flourish in our lives.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of Your Spirit dwelling within us. Thank You for the opportunity to reflect Your nature and character through the fruit of the Spirit. Today, We humbly ask for your help in allowing these qualities to manifest in our lives. Grant us the strength to crucify our flesh with its passions and desires, and to surrender our will to yours. Fill us each day with your Holy Spirit, renewing our strength and empowering us to live in a manner that glorifies you. Guide us in every aspect of our lives, Lord, so that we may walk in love, choose joy in all circumstances, and pursue peace amidst chaos. Teach us patience when we are tempted to react impulsively, and help us to show kindness, generosity, and faithfulness to others. May your gentleness and self-control shine through us, Lord, as we yield to the work of your Spirit within us. Help us to rely fully on you, knowing that apart from you, we can do nothing. As we abide in you and follow your leading, may the fruit of the Spirit flourish in our lives, bringing glory to your name and drawing others closer to you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends. May you be surrounded by blessings and grace in all that you do.